This is a CBC original podcast.
I'm Louise Elliott, and this is a Backstory Short. The Ottawa shootings, 2014. Well, it was a normal day, October 22nd. We all went into our 9:30 news meeting when suddenly one of the producers who was reading her iPhone saw a message from our producer, Jason Ho, who comes in late and works late and was walking to work and had actually witnessed or heard the shots and witnessed the suspect. And everyone just jumped up. I've seen some pretty fast reactions in a newsroom. This was the fastest I've ever seen. Everyone just jumped up and ran out the door and scattered to their various responsibilities and mediums. And I immediately phoned World Report and I just ran out the door.
This is World Report. Good morning. From CBC News, I'm David Common, and we're going to begin with breaking news out of Ottawa, where it appears a soldier has been shot at the National War Memorial.
Well, when I first got to the Cenotaph, and, you know, it's just a short walk down Spark Street from our building.
The CBC's Louise Elliott has just arrived on the scene. Louise, just tell us what you can see.
Officials are actually surrounding the man who was shot right at the foot of the Cenotaph. They're performing CPR as we speak.
You know, at that time, all I knew was that this soldier had obviously been shot, was lying on the ground.
There are witnesses here who say they saw the man with a rifle take off in his vehicle. Apparently, he had long hair and a scarf over his face.
Well, the sirens were screaming. The police started to filter in. And at one point, they began telling the crowd that that there was, you know, a potential for more shooters on the loose, and they wanted the area sealed off and they wanted people to go back to their buildings.
This is a crime scene. Can we please clear the crime scene?
There is a shooter on the loose. Please move back.
At that same moment, we started hearing from other reporters saying that there was a shooter, there might be a shooter on Parliament Hill in the center block. But what we didn't know was whether the shooting or the potential shooter in center block was the same shooter or whether there were several people. And that, of course, created a tremendous amount of anxiety in the crowd.
Right now, they're actually loading the victim right in front of me into the ambulance. They've taken his slacks off. I see blood on his hands. I see blood. I see a bloody bandage as he's loaded into this ambulance.
Well, of course, we all know how the day ended in terms of outcome. We know that, unfortunately, Corporal Nathan Cirillo did not survive the shooting. We know that his shooter, Michael Zihafbibo, was killed inside Parliament Hill after a gunfight with RCMP in the Hall of Honor, of all places. And so we know those two sad facts. But in terms of lasting impact, there's no question to me that that day marked a turning point for concerns about security on Parliament Hill and also in Canada in general. We've had acts of terrorism here before, but we certainly haven't had, something so much at the heart of the country and at the heart of what we consider to be our democracy. And so certainly the police presence on Parliament Hill is many-fold higher now than it used to be. The security is higher, and they're in the process of revamping procedures so that hopefully there will be less miscommunication next time around. If there is a next time, I hope there isn't. But it was certainly a day, I think, that changed certainly how I feel working in the nation's capital and how many people who've lived here all their lives view safety. And I think people in Canada generally, we lost a bit of innocence that day.
For more CBC original podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.